That song helped you too.
May I make one comment on what she said? Esther, through his, her favor with the king. And then Esther says, what the king has decreed cannot be, his seal cannot be broken. Mm-hmm. We have God's favor. We have the seal of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And where they were going to go out and kill all the Jews, he decreed they can fight mm-hmm. and kill their enemy. We've been sealed. We yes. have favor. We can go out and kill
all
them.
Right, all right.
We're all right. Esthers.
Yes.
All right. But you got to decree a thing.
Yeah.
When you,
well, the king decreed it.
When you live from, when you're subject to the Lord, that's where you're most powerful.
When you do, say that again.
When you're subject.
Say it a lot.
When you're subject.
Apostle, open up that mouth. You got a mouth, and we need to hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Say it.
When you're subject to the Lord, mm-hmm. that's where you're most powerful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When that goes back to focus. If you're a person, I've seen people of faith, they're focused on what they're doing and the people and the congregation. That's where their focus is. When the Lord tried to tell them something, they're too focused on that to receive mm-hmm. the bigger picture.
Amen.
Your focus creates the emotions that you have. And these kind of, the enemy will use emotion. Anything that's dead, he'll use it against you, to hinder you. Remember something about doubt and unbelief. It's always anti-Christ. Always. Doubt is anti-Jesus, anti-God, anti-success. But redemption has our victory in it.
Yes, amen.
I can't count the times that I had a problem, and that problem had my attention.
Uh-huh.
I would have to break through so I could hear what God had to say.
Amen.
Because the problem was loud in my ears.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's what my attention was. Mm-hmm. So when I study the word, I'm worried about my problem.
Mm.
It was too big.
Jesus, help us, Lord.
I received the word, and I started seeing what the Lord would say. Now, my study habits, I told you about the study habits. I used to read scriptures to get out of my jam.
Uh-huh.
But he said, I want you to read chapters. Mm-hmm. Now, this didn't happen overnight, but he said, I want you to read 5 in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 uh-huh. at night. See, if I read it in, if I just read it in the morning, when I go out in the busy day and run into all my problems, that word would be absorbed. So when I studied in the morning, that put me on a greater track.
Uh-huh.
I was able to see him more. In the middle of the day, I had to stop what I was doing mm-hmm. and study the word. Sometimes I did.
The same chapters or different?
He would give me what to read.
Okay.
It started out, I started just reading some, then he started prescribing them. And that helped me see how to kill my problem.
Okay, all right.
In the middle of the day, I rarely read in the middle of the day, stop when I was so busy. I would, most of the days, I say 90% of the time, I would read 10 at night. But I would be so tired from working all day.
Uh-huh.
Then I would take my Bible and go in my living room. I had a big living room back then. A little bit of house with a big living room. And I had to read my chapters walking around in a circle because I was too tired to sit down and do it. And I did it.
Whoa.
After about 3 months, he started dialoguing with me and explaining things.
Whoa.
Now, when the Lord has your attention,
mm-hmm.
all the things the enemy has been doing to limit your life, you start seeing for what it
Amen.
Is. And the healing process comes. Uh-huh. The healing process is more vision. Your eye becomes on him instead of your temper tantrum causing problems.
We call that a Mississippi hissy fit.
Yeah, you. And I felt all the, everything I see others, I've done all of it. And I said, Lord, I don't know how far I'm going with this. This ain't good. I need you to help me now. But when I started seeing him, I came to a point I could laugh at all those things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had a lot of problems. You know, I'd work a lot, and most times people wouldn't even pay me. After I did all that work, they'd give me some of my money, and I may not get all of it. If I had all the money people owe me, I'd probably be able to go and pay my house off. So the Lord had to, he had to get my attention, and then he showed me how to make choices, make better choices, and how to, you know, by the time I had my shop, that's when he taught me. See, I would take jobs I shouldn't take sometimes. And every time I started paying attention to the Holy Spirit, if it was going to be something that was going to be a hindrance, I'd know it in here. Not in my mind, but I'd know it in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I could avoid problems. Things, when things didn't wasn't right, he'd show it to me. I'd have a check in my spirit. I learned to pay attention. After I started studying, after he changed my study habits, he had my attention, not my problems. And when your focus changed, you changed, everything changed. And it took me longer to adjust to God in business than in ministry. In ministry, that was my habit. He had my attention in ministry. But he didn't have my attention in business. He gained my attention in business.
You mean your everyday life?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He had my attention in ministry because I gave it to him. I said, I don't know what I'm doing, so I automatically just looked to him. I had an easy, my ministry life was easy. Always have been. Because he had my attention. But in business and in my personal life, I was just trying to put out fires. And it had my attention. So when your focus, when you focus on him, and you're dialoguing with him, after about 3 months of studying the word that way, I would just take the word. I was too tired. I'd just walk in a circle and read those last 10 chapters. And eventually I got stronger. And also before this, if I worshiped God and went in his presence, I'd have questions in my mind I wanted to ask him. But I'd always collapse. I couldn't even think about my questions. It was like Daniel when he was in the presence of the angel. The angel that looked like a man touched him and gave him strength. And then he was able to comprehend and dialogue. All right, after 3 months of studying chapters, I had the strength and composure to ask the Lord questions without falling out. Because my spirit man was strong. The word will give you that stamina. I always talk about, hear the Lord. You can do this. Any Christian can do it. And y'all study the word. So if you have the stamina of the word, you can just dialogue with the Lord. When he has your attention on anything, greater measures of success comes with it. In ministry, you have to believe in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. The just shall live by his faith. In other words, the just shall make progresses by his faith. In order for you to have that kind of life-changing faith, you have to get vision. And you get it from the Word. And you get it from the Holy Spirit. The needs of the Holy Spirit is perfect. The Lord evaluates everything. He evaluates you, who will listen to you, who will receive you. Sometimes the people that the Lord send you to with the word, they look up to you. You have that trust because in their eyes and in their sight, you're a person that loves God. You have a history of doing people right. So when the Lord tells you to do it, the first thought you might have is, why didn't he just ask pastor to do it? Because you look to the pastor or whoever you look to. Lord, why don't you get somebody else? There are people greater than me or better than me. It doesn't work that way. In the kingdom of God, we're all washed in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We are all equally important. We all have a voice. Everybody's voice is very... It's not like some people's voice is that important and some... Everybody has a voice. We just have to yield our bodies to do God's work.
Amen.
So whoever the Lord sends you to, you fit that. You fit it better than anybody else. Because when the Lord tells you to do something, you fit that operation.
That's good.
And so does everybody else. So in the past, people act like Diotrephes. I've seen so many pastors, they had that pride like theatrophy. They didn't want John around because they wanted to have preeminence. Too many people have that, those dead goals. And that limits what God can do. God will, Fisher Pickett said that he will not build on that foundation. And the Lord told me that. He taught me that. And when I read that, she read that before, around not either I was a child or before I was born. This is something that the Lord is adamant about. Be adamant about what the Lord is adamant about, because it takes the Lord to work through you and back you up.
Amen.
And he will not back up something dead. And we have to show people that God loves everybody. Everybody's voice is important. Everybody sharing in authority. Jesus didn't just give the pastors authority. He gave it to the body. Every child Amen. Of God has authority in the Amen. Right reason. So when the Lord gives you something to do, you have to believe that He's with you. You have to believe in what He's given you to do enough that you never let it fall to the ground. You're going to speak it with your voice, like Mary said, and it's got to happen.
Amen.
It's
with authority. Amen.
For it not to.
Amen.
You won't let your words fall to the ground.
Right.
Amen.
Authority, operating mm-hmm. authority is just like learning the metric system.
I see that's our next book, don't y'all?
Yeah, that's our next book.
When I was in school, I understood the English measurement system. Yeah. But the metric system mm-hmm. was new. We had to learn mm-hmm. the metric system.
I never learned.
Well, Kenneth Copeland said something about it. He said the only way you can learn the metric system is to use it in your life.
That's true.
Amen.
You can learn all the, it don't make sense. A 13 millimeter is almost, it's just a little bit more than a half inch. You know why I know that? Because I have a half inch socket, a 13 millimeter socket. They work interchangeably, mm-hmm. but if the half inch is too tight, you got to get the half, because the 13 is a little bit bigger. You have to use authority in life.
Yes.
When we go into authority again, incorporate it in your life. And it'll be a part of who you are, just like all the Word of God. When the Lord gives you an assignment, something to do, it's not just important, it's very important. And when you speak and do it, believe in what you're doing. Because Moses had to believe God every time. God was judging. He was showing the people who he is and what's not of him. He made a distinction. Now, other ministers that studied more about this, they say every judgment was destroying the teaching of the false gods of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Every one of them, the flies, the frogs, they worshiped this stuff. And the Lord gave them judgments with what they were worshiping. And he showed the people. Now remember, this king, this Pharaoh, mm-hmm. he was no different than Satan. He put Amen. Himself above everything.
Amen.
He wanted, just like Caesar, he wanted the praise to go to him. He wanted to be worshipped. Now here comes Moses, a stranger, and then a Hebrew slave speaking for him. Moses was like in the stead of God, and Aaron was like in the stead of a prophet. So that offended him. Here comes a slave telling me, I need to let the slaves go. This offended him. He didn't want to do it. And then Moses said, well, if you don't do it, the flies are coming. There's going to be flies everywhere. And then the frogs, then the water. And he said, just tell the Lord to stop. Ask him to make it stop. This pompous king is interceding for the kingdom. That's what a real king will do. He saw that this is a problem. And then he asked, but when soon as he got respite, he forgot, because his heart was charged with the world. When a person's heart is charged with the world, his heart, it limits how, just like David was saying, it limits how you hear God. And in our problems, we're charged with the world. And the Word of God, over time, will help us get all that out. I got a new confession. I think I started at the end of last year. I just started saying that the life of God prevails through me. so I can be in link with him. Whatever he want to do, I want to be on time. I don't want to delay anything. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go through that process with Lord. I'm trying to figure it out. No, I want to flow with him. Whatever he say, I want to flow with him. Let's get it started.
Amen, amen, amen.
With it, you know, this is the year to speak faith. Amen. What is God saying? Speak what he's saying. Speak
amen,
what the word
amen,
is saying.
Amen, amen.
I don't believe in just trying to get to a relief point. Now, early on, I would try to get relief. Once I got relief, I was all right. I said, no, I learned something. I said, I don't want this to ever be a problem again.
In other words, you want to complete
instead
the battle.
Instead of cutting a snake in half and getting relief, I want to crush his head.
You
want to
win the war.
We're going
to
kill this problem.
Oh,
that's why I said kill the problem. It don't. When other people are aggravated and frustrated and they talk and they vent, the Lord taught me. I learned something. Let them just vent. They just they vent.
That's why you was talking about you got to have that faith to withstand that pressure.
You take the
keep
heart
faith. Pure. Yes. Amen.
Let a party's going on inside because you got the shield of faith. In other words, all their naysaying words and their frustrations is not getting you down. The injustice that they're going through is not getting you down. You just shield. Well, how did that go? Just them talk. And then when they finally fit, they always exhaust themselves. And when they do, then build them up in the Word. And the Lord will give you the strength to do it. And then the enemy, you can fight for people for a while. But they're going to have to come to a point where they fight for themselves.
Amen.
And once they get the word, they can. Now, in closing, as we follow him and speak his word, what's going to happen to your reaping? You're sowing a seed. Mm-hmm. Everything you do in him is a seed, and it grows, and it produces life. And you have to be rewarded for it. And your reward is not limited to finances, or it can be long life. It can also be more anointing, more understanding, more knowledge.
So see,
and this is a day that we really, people need more knowledge and understanding. God will give you more revelation because he can trust you. He can trust you to give people more. If you're active, when you're trust, you trust God when he's telling you to do something. You trust him. That gives you peace because you didn't come up with the idea. It's not on you. Mm-hmm. You're working for him.
Amen.
When he gives you what to do, then you receive it. A vision forms. And then when you act on it or speak it, all that vision and trust becomes active faith. And you start a process of life, a healing process that began with you, coming out of your mouth, helps other people grow. They know people you don't, and the Lord has something to work with.
Amen. Amen.
And you have to believe in what you're doing, and in what God has other people doing. And every ministry is like a snowflake; it's different.
Amen.
If you try to traditionalize it, all right, that causes people to go backwards into the world of emotion. But when you're focused on Him, you're steady. You're on the cutting edge of what he's doing.
That's good.
If you focus on the people, you're going to try to get people to. You don't need people to do what God gave you to do. And the people you need, God will send them.
Amen. Every time.
You can forget trying to get people to get on board. If they get on board, they're on board. But a lot of times things suffer because your focus has to be on. A healthy focus will help you to receive what he's saying so you can do it.
So weed and seed and then weed your garden every single day.
Yeah. Every word that comes from God will help you do that. Yeah. When you look at him, you'll see what you're doing and how it's working. Mm-hmm. And you'll just know what to do. You'll know how to change things. Instead of worrying about it, you'll say, you'll speak to the mountain and watch it diminish.
Amen.
And and you can heal the problem. God will show you how to do it.
Amen.
All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
Help us to be all we can, like the Marines. Help us do all that's in your heart. Yes. Help us to see you and go forward. Bless Pastor as he goes forward today. Lord, I thank you for every member of the body of Christ. Help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And like the Marines, we want to be first on the beach.
Last
right?
Yes,
there
right.
we go. Woo! Clear the way for everybody else. Kill off yeah. all the enemies. First, no, I'm going to do that. Okay.